The following program is brought to you by the Humble Farmer Bed and Breakfast in St. George, Maine. Thank you for listening. When I was a little kid, I knew a lot of old men who talked to themselves. Lou Robinson would talk to his cow. Forrest Wall would sing. And when I was a kid, I thought this was very strange. Of course, now that I'm closer to 90 than I am to 70 and hear myself talking out in the barn, I realize that what children hear is the very necessary articulated cogitation that keeps an old man from forgetting what he's doing.
Hi there, this is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking to me. Hey, watch out for those snapping sparks. Everybody cozy? Now the good news is that you're in time for the humble farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. So stay right there and listen to the best of this kind of music. Thank you.
Dee-dee-do. Scott Hamilton, what a lyrical player. Next time you're here at the farm, ask to see my office door. Scott's father, Bob Hamilton, was an artist, you know, and he drew a picture of Scott on my office door. Ask to see it next time you stop by here at the Humble Farm. And here's someone who thinks that crime can be eliminated in Bangor by tearing down rat-infested buildings that provide shelter for a certain segment of our population. Now, tearing down buildings to get rid of crime is not an original solution to this elimination of crime. Years and years ago, someone said, are you listening? Someone said that the best way to eliminate crime on a certain street in Boston was to make the street one way. Yes, their reasoning was that you'd be cutting off the available escape route by 50%.
Every star above knows the one I love, sweet, sweet, just you. And the moon up high knows the reason why, sweet, sweet, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'll do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
Every star above knows the one I love, sweet Sue, just you.
Shares my dreams, and without you, dear, I don't know what I'll do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
Very short bit of the net. King Cole here on the Humble Farm. One does not need to drive racing cars or climb Mount Everest to live on the edge. When it's summertime in Maine, we have the unfortunate but ubiquitous news items about kayaks, ATVs, and motorcycles. Here in Maine in the winter, it is snowmobilers or skiers who warrant space when they slam into trees. Kapow. Outside of someone going through the ice in the spring or getting shot in the fall, you know, there isn't all that much in Maine newspapers, unless you count reports of drunken brawls, drug-induced insanity, or the fruits of the unfortunate mental illness. Was it my friend Lawyer Crandall who told me of the Millinocket woman who flipped a snowmobile after hitting a bump in the trail? Ooh, you can imagine. Her horrified husband quickly shut off his machine and rushed over, you know, to make sure that her machine wasn't damaged.
We'll be right back.
do again. There we have it. Thank you for listening to Scott Hamilton on The Humble Farmer. With any luck at all, I'm here every week at this time playing old-fashioned music just for you. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to know what you're doing right this minute. Men, a little message here for men. Do you jump up and obey every time your wife barks a command? If you are newly married, you might do that. But those of us who enjoy marriage that might be compared to a butternut squash just before the first frost, that is, men who have marriages that have mellowed and ripened to a satisfying state of perfection, well, we do not jump up at her first words. Any experienced husband will tell you why, because no matter what my wife Marcia, the almost perfect woman, says, you can bet that as soon as she says it, the little cogs and wheels in her head start to move, you know, to evaluate all the attendant ramifications. And within 30 or so short seconds, she has changed her mind and says just the opposite. On the other hand, she thinks that I'm wishy-washy, that is, that I don't really mean something when I say it, because should I say, for example, should I say 2 helpings of chicken is enough? She always says, are you sure? Woody Herman here on The Humble Farmer. Well, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week this time. Thank you for listening. Love to hear from you. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Did you read about the woman who pointed a pistol at her adult son and told him to get out? A reader very astutely pointed out, as a precaution, a few firearms were taken from her home. So you might ask, what about the kitchen and hunting knives or the pitchfork in the garage and other household objects that can be used as weapons? Yes, down here in Midcoast, Maine, when there isn't a clam fork close by, we have read of people being bitten. It's my understanding that when you go further east and get down Machias way, biting is not an option. We'll be right back. ending on the root like Sunny State. Is this unheard of? Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer. I just got an email. And this email says, find Asian singles meant for you. Find Asian singles meant for you. Is this ad meant to capitalize on a young person's insatiable desires? Although there might be a few Rasputins out there, would not most any normal, mature person be amply satisfied with the company of one pleasant companion for the evening? But notice that the ad specifies the eyebrow raising more than one singles. Find Asian singles meant for you. You'd need to know French to come up with suitable words to describe this complicated kind of household of three social arrangement. Just as you well know, it takes an Italian word like imbroglio to adequately describe unimaginable disasters. Now, my only reason for mentioning this ad for Asian singles is a question I have about the simple logistics of supply and demand. Think about this. How many people are there in Asia anyway? Suppose it's 4 billion. That's, what, 60% or so of the planet's population? So wouldn't you think that with 2 billion people of the opposite sex to choose from, without going to the expense or bother of travel, something must be fishy when Asian entrepreneurs are offering us a package deal on their homegrown singles? Bix, of course, and when I first read the liner notes on that over 50 years ago, seems as I recall that Bix didn't like the way things were going and while they were recording, so he blew those two notes, tut, tut, thinking it would destroy it. But then at the end he decided he liked it, so they let it go. Amazing things you can remember for 50 years that don't amount to anything. We understand that because elderly people cannot drive as well as younger people, elderly people are involved in more accidents than people who are in their 40s. We understand that because they are prone to texting, young people cannot even drive as well as a tottering retired welder who burned out his eyes. Thank goodness, you should be grateful there will be no gasoline left on the planet in 50 years. Think about this. Would you want to venture out onto the highway in the year 2060 when every senile old fool behind the wheel will probably be looking at the keys on his cell phone? seventh. You heard him end on a seventh, just like Bird, going to the four chord. Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer here on your favorite radio station, where, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned, old-fashioned music just for you. I'm thehumblefarmer at gmail.com, whining and sniveling as usual, asking you to send me an email. And just in case you're in Iowa, just in case you're listening to this program as it's streamed on the internet, just in case you live far, far away and know nothing about Maine, I'll mention that Matinicus is a small island about 15 miles from my home in St. George, Maine. A woman who gives her address as Matinicus, this is an island, this island Matinicus, a woman who gives her address as Matinicus recently wrote a very witty article on how the Matinicus School Board recruits teachers. And if you Google the Free Press, Matinicus, you might find it. As you might remember, my wife Marsha, the almost perfect woman, taught grade school for 25 or so years. I told my wife that I'd just read an article on how Matinicus gets teachers. And my wife said, they bind and gag them. Did you read in the paper that a young man who was put in the back of a police car, did you read that he kicked out both back windows, and when they put him in the back of a second police car, he bent the frame? Wow. Do you find it hard to believe that a young man could bend the frame in a police car? Isn't that caliber of damage more likely to be the work of an unhappy woman? Augmented 11th, did you read the story? Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer. Did you read the story about the dog that wandered into a man's dooryard? Dog curled up and took a nap. Every day this dog would walk into this dooryard, curl up and take a nap. One day, the man put a note on the dog's collar that said, "I'd like to meet the owner of this wonderful dog who takes a nap in my dooryard every day." When the dog came back the next day, there was a note on his collar, and the note said, "He lives in a home with 6 small children. He's trying to catch up with his sleep. Can I come with him tomorrow?"
Thank you.